98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. And now, I'm almost certain, joining us live on the telephone is Elin Jewell. Good morning, Elin.
Good morning.
How's it going? Everything's good. Sorry about the little technical delay, but now I got you and everything's good.
Yeah. All right.
Well, moments ago, we heard Lethal Love from you. And the latest album that we know of is called Get Behind the Wheel, and that one came out in May of 2023. We spoke a little while back, and we talked about the record itself, and I just want to, well, we've been fans of yours, and you've been a friend and fan of the station yourself for years, so we have a cool relationship, and it makes me smile when I see other important organizations giving you this accolade, and the Washington Post muses that if Nico Case, Madeline Peru, and Billie Holiday had a baby girl who grew up in front of a rockabilly band, she'd probably sound a lot like Elin Jewell. So that's in your press kit. So how do you feel about that statement? It's pretty bold.
I admire the creativity in it.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe music.
It really is. Especially to people who haven't heard you. And you want to like give a description like, oh, you're a singer. Oh, that's nice. What do you sing? And just describing that alone takes a lot of brain power.
True.
I sing songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
sing
nice
now.
It's nice when other people can describe it for me.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool. And that is a great compliment because those three singers are very unique. And I have been a fan of yours because I feel that you have something different, something unique to share in music. And that's what attracts me to your music. And it's always cool. Sometimes it's laid back. Sometimes it's just rock and roll 100%. A little bit country, a little swinging. And you mix it all together in this cool sound that is nothing but Elin Jewell. So congratulations on being your own entity.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to writing, where do you get your inspiration from?
Let's see. Well, I mean, every song is a little bit different. Mm. I guess it depends on what the song is about, but
do you write a lot of true stories or a lot of fiction or a mix?
I think it's a mix. It used to only really be fiction, but my latest album has some kind of more personal, more autobiographical songs.
Mm.
So I've been experimenting with true stories.
Well, I guess as your life takes on different dimensions, more words become powerful to express what's inside you. And if you go through some, pretty heavy moments in your life and career, pretty soon the fiction goes away and you start drawing from the well.
Yeah, I mean, different writers have, different arcs they follow. I think some people write about their lives through fictional tales.
Mm.
I guess each song is still somewhat of a blend, but lately leaning more towards autobiographical.
Mm. Well, that's cool because the songs become a little personal and, well, for some reason, they become very relatable, which is very cool. And your latest album has a lot of, I'm sure, inner personal things that are happening in your world that you introduced us to and put out in the recording, which is very cool.
Thanks.
Yeah. And now, of course, Lethal Love, dealing with the dark side of romance. Is everything looking up now for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's everything is kind of a mixed bag. It's mostly on an upturn though, and it's hard to say really.
Yeah.
But taking it just kind of one moment at a time. From where I'm standing right now, things are looking pretty good.
Well, that's good and positive, and we like that. Have you been writing new music since the last album came out?
I'm always writing, and sometimes what I write becomes songs.
Mm.
So we'll see if any of this latest writing becomes something musical. You know, it's sometimes it just kind of stays in its sort of journal like form, and little like sketches here and there of different thoughts along the way, and you just kind of never really know what they're going to be.
Mm. So do you find yourself taking notes frequently?
Yeah, I've always kept a journal since I was a kid.
Wow.
And yeah, I still do.
Well, that's cool, because then you can go back a few pages and you could either, you know, understand what you were writing about and the emotion or feeling or thoughts that went into it, and either be like, bah, I'm over that, or wow, I got to use this for something. And that's cool.
Yeah.
It's way better than collecting like napkins and stuff that you just jot things down on. So maybe I should try that. A journal. Yeah. That might be very helpful. I've been using the Notes app on my phone a lot, which is great, which you could just open up instead of the old days, like trying to find a pen and write while you're driving. Now the phone takes on all kinds of great technological advancements, and I could just speak out loud and it jots it down for me so I don't have to type or worry. But some of the most incredible thoughts come while you're driving, and to jot them down on a note is great. But so when it comes for you to present what you wrote to the rest of the band, do they add stuff to it, or is it completed when you present it to them?
It's completed in the sense that it has lyrics and the melody.
Mm.
But then of course it always kind of evolves once they are part of it too.
Mm.
It kind of goes from being just an idea to being like a real actual thing in the world.
Mm. Yeah. Well, now you're playing at Daryl's house this Sunday. It's a 7 o'clock show. Full band?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Jerry will be there?
Jerry Miller, yeah, he'll be playing electric guitar.
Great. And the whole band, we love the Elin Jewel Band. And Jerry is an incredible guitar player, and what a treat to see him playing live. It's just a great thing. And I mean, I've seen you perform many times, and it's just great the way you look over at him when he's ripping into a solo, and you know everything's all right, and you do a little dance maybe or something and celebrate the moment. But it's super charming because everyone knows that something special is happening at that moment when Jerry turns up and rips out a lead or plays some tasty chords that back up what's going on. It's an incredible outfit, and I can only recommend folks get tickets and be at Daryl's house this Sunday, a 7 o'clock show. Daryl'sHouseClub.com for more information. And Elin, how can folks keep in touch with you or keep tabs on where you're going to be, what's going on, and stuff like that?
Oh, let's see. Well, there's my website is ElinJewel.com. Mm. And I think one of the best ways for people to stay in touch is you can sign up for my mailing list on the website. Of course, there's the usual social media stuff.
Yeah.
If you want to follow along kind of almost in real time. but yeah, both of those ways. And of course, coming to a show, always a good way to meet the band and see what we're up to. We just released an album of Loretta Lynn material. We re-released it.
Mm.
It just came out on Friday. So that's exciting. We had released it in 2010.
Well,
and
the
now,
Butcher Holler?
Butcher Holler,
oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
We
it didn't really
love
get
that.
The send-off that it deserved, so we are trying again with it. And
oh, cool.
Yeah,
well,
now it has bonus material.
Oh, great. Well, we got to get the bonus material because we've been playing You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man, I'm a Honky Tonk Girl, Deep as Your Pocket, Don't Come Home with Drinking with Loving on Your Mind, and it goes on. It's a great record.
Oh, yeah.
So we,
well,
you know.
It's remastered and it's on vinyl. And
cool.
So.
Well, we got to get a new one of those with some bonus stuff. Well, we're really looking forward to your appearance at Daryl's House. Tonight, you're playing at the Iridium in New York City, so good luck with that. And tomorrow, you're at the Iron Horse in Northampton. That's going to be great. The Narrows Center in Fall River on Saturday, and then in Pauling at Daryl's House on Sunday. So you're going to be all around the area in the KZE listening area. And we'll get the people out to go and see you, Elin. So Knock 'Em Dead out there live. And we really look forward to catching up with you again soon. And hopefully in the near future, you can come by and visit us in the studio and play some tunes hang out.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So we'll try to work that in next time you come around.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks so much.
All right. And all the best to you. And folks, pick up the Butcher Holler album and see Elin Jewell and her amazing band this Sunday, Daryl's House, Pauling, 7 o'clock show, darylshouseclub.com, elinjewell.com, WKZE.com. All the best, Elin. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE.
We all have moments when life feels too difficult and overwhelming. But know this, you don't have to go it alone. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is open 24/7 by call, text, or chat, and is staffed by caring and compassionate counselors who are available to listen and help. All services are free.